We now know after the wild card weekend who the Cowboys will be playing. Sunday, the late kickoff, it's Dallas hosting Green Bay. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about that is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. Good morning, Jerry Jones.
Good morning. Good morning. You guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fine. How are you?
That's good. We're doing good.
Just wondering how you feel about a rematch.
Very good about a possible rematch here.
It's probable.
It's already set.
I tell you, I'm very happy that we're not playing the Giants. I'm going to be honest there.
Okay.
Because I really thought we was going to be playing the Giants, but I fudged it. We're going to be playing the Packers. And that's good because I think Garrett throws all them games against the Giants.
Because he played for them?
Because he played for them. I think he's a New York guy, and he's very loyal to them, and he betrays us every time that we have to go up against him.
Wow, that's a weird claim, but okay.
It's not only a weird claim, but it's a true claim.
but you get Green Bay, and they've won 7 in a row, and Aaron Rodgers is throwing the ball all over the field.
Yeah, but I think Aaron's going to go back to the Aaron we saw earlier in the season when he just wasn't right.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see that Aaron Rodgers against us because I have a secret plan.
What's that?
Well, you know that brother that he has, that Jordan Rodgers.
Yeah.
That one that he hates.
The one that was on The Bachelorette?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, Aaron is always really distracted by Jordan because there's all kind of family tension there.
Uh-huh.
So I signed Jordan Rodgers to the Cowboys just this morning.
To do what? Just to distract Aaron Rodgers?
He's going to be our third-team quarterback. I think seeing Aaron looking over there and seeing Jordan on the sidelines is going to throw him off his game. So it's a positive that Jordan is not only a great defensive weapon for us by distracting the Packer quarterback, but he's a great offensive weapon for us because he's better than Mark Dirty Sanchez.
Okay, interesting move.
I don't know. He hadn't played football in a while.
Well, I'm telling you, I think that's a good plan. I came up with it myself in collaborations with Roosevelt.
Yeah, what'd you do to kill the weekend?
Right now, Jody, you shut up and you listen.
All right, I'm listening.
That Dakota press kit is going to lead us to the promised land. And I can't wait to hoist that Lombardo trophy over my hairpiece in Houston here in a few weeks. And I think that it's going to be great because you realize if we get another Lombardo trophy, mm-hmm. we could lure a big box store like Best Buy or Circuit City out to the star.
I don't know if that'll make any difference. It's Lombardi trophy, by the way.
Well, that's the way you pronounce it up there in Wisconsin where you're from.
I'm not from Wisconsin. I was never a Packers fan.
Yeah, you're up. Yeah, believe me, I know that you from up north of the Mason-Dixie line.
Dixon.
What's that, Ann?
Nothing. What'd you do this weekend to pass the time when your team wasn't playing?
Well, it was a busy off week. We had Roosevelt wanted to go fishing, so he and I went did a little river fishing.
Yeah.
From an overpass that he knew about.
Boy, it's literally cold this weekend, though.
It's a little cold. We did a little ice fishing, caught some carp and some catfish. You know, any way to get away from the house for a little bit. That's because Gene always has me tending to these kids.
Oh, right.
And I get so tired of cleaning up that playroom. I tell you, they just string toys out everywhere, running the vacuum, getting Legos caught up in there.
And these are your grandkids, right?
No, these are my kids. This is Steven and Charlotte and that other knucklehead.
Jerry Jr.,
that's right.
Aren't they all like 50?
They are. And I keep telling Jean it's about time for them to move out of the house.
I think they have.
But she's one of these apron string mommies, you know. They're always up and they won't leave the house. But I had to run Jerry Jr.'s 10th birthday party. We had pony rides and bounce houses.
Man.
He had all his friends over, and I keep telling him, you're damn near 60 years old. Why is every year we have to have a 10th birthday party? That's the way he likes it.
Okay.
It's the way he dresses rolls up as Iron Man and does his kung fu show for everybody.
That sounds pretty awesome, actually.
2 games away from the Super Bowl, Georgie.
Yeah, how about that?
2 games away. And Gene said that she'll make love to me again if I get another ring.
Right, listen, well, okay. We don't need to hear about that kind of business.
Now, she was 2 boxes of wine into a Friday night when
Stop
she said
that, too.
So I don't know if she was truthing or not.
Truthing.
But we're going to get there, and Cowboy fans, we're all going to rejoice. It's time to bring another Lombardo back.
Okay.
Good morning.
All right, we'll see you.
Me.
What? There goes fake Jerry.